Good morning and welcome to Coffee.
Good morning.
I'm Samantha Watson. I'm a news reporter here at KYUK. I'm joined by Sage Smiley, our news director.
Well, former news director now.
Yes. Yeah, as we'll get into. And this is Sage's goodbye coffee, which is a tradition here as much as a tradition to have a welcome coffee, which you had yours 2 years ago, your welcome coffee.
Yeah, a little bit over 2 years ago, I had my welcome coffee, and Francisco Martinez Cuello did the interview for that, and really, really hammered on the idea that I was a CIA operative.
Where did that come from?
He heard about my history living in the Middle East and my study of Arabic, and really brought that bit back again and again, talking about how I was a CIA operative.
Oh my gosh. When you moved here, you were coming from Wrangell, from KSDK, from a totally, you know, different part of the state, but still rural. When you think back to Sage then that arrived here, do you remember what stood out to you? Do you remember feeling of being new, of being initially in this position?
Yeah, I think the first thing I noticed moving from Southeast Alaska was I prefer the winter here. Southeast Alaska winter is cold Portland, I like to say. I grew up mostly in Portland, and it's pretty rainy, very little snow, and it's really dark compared to Western Alaska, which I didn't realize until I moved in the winter to Western Alaska. And the sun rises later here, but it's brighter because there's less clouds, and the land is more open. There aren't as many mountains, and it sets at a more comprehensible time for my brain. And I think that I just prefer the deep winter. And so I got off the plane and it was dark. It was night, and was really psyched. And I also, you know, was met by family. Up until last year, my aunt and uncle were living in Bethel, and so was my little cousin. And so I was able to immediately be welcomed by people I knew, and that was really pretty cool. But I also think that looking back at that time, there, just like any part of life, there have been so many moments I couldn't have anticipated, including literally the next week, a deadly landslide in Wrangell, where I had just come from being the only broadcast reporter, mm-hmm. and taking time out of my onboarding process here at KYUK to help the radio network report on this deadly landslide that killed six people that I knew. Like, that was not something that I had any idea was coming, and that ended up coming less than a week after I got here. And anyway, there's just so many twists and turns to life. And I think the me that came here 2 years ago had a lot of learning and growing to do. And the me that's leaving still does. But, you know, I feel very capable and fulfilled, and like I've learned so much from the YK Delta.
Yeah. Could you tell me a little bit? Could you, like, maybe pick one of those teachings? I feel like that's something, you know, often, like, reporters in this role, like, I feel like we talk all the time about how much we're learning, or how the, you know, work that allows us to get out in the world teaches us. For people listening, could you distill those teachings that you're taking with you?
Yeah, there are so many. I think some of them built upon things that I learned previously, but I think that there's been a lot of validation in silence in journalism. I think that some journalists, especially ones who aren't trained in radio, learn to kind of jump in and ask questions and be aggressive. And I think learning from Yupik culture, and also learning from KYUK norms, and also just by being a little more observational, you know, listener, stick by the wall and watch things for a bit kind of reporter already, I think that I have definitely become more convinced of the power of listening and watching and being quietly curious rather than being aggressive and kind of running after things. And I think that, like I said, I think a lot of that is something that I can see in our Yupik coworkers and in Yupik culture, and just this kind of quietude and respect and listening, and also the humor inherent in Yupik culture, in KYUK. that is something also that I feel like I really was able to lean into and grow in and expand on and try and encourage in the newsroom, you know, this long history at KYUK, and that's that long history at KYUK being informed by this, you know, the joking, the desire to like make people laugh and be funny and be clever about the world around you is something that is broadly very human, but I think is so influenced by, you know, my first Tamai, seeing the way that people perform and lean into the bits in Yorok and have this real care to make people see the hilarity in what they're doing. Like, I don't know. I think that that is something that I have wanted to encourage in a newsroom where there's a lot of good and a lot of bad and a lot of hardship that happens in any region that a newsroom may be covering. And so to try and highlight the funny bits, the good bits, the beautiful bits, that is also, I think, a lesson learned. And then also, you know, working with new people brings new experiences and new lessons and new patterns of communication. I've just all of that has been very beneficial to me as a person and as a professional, and I hope has also been useful to KYUK's newsroom under the leadership I was able to give.
Yeah. I kind of in that vein of what you're saying, like, you in your 2 years here, you've encountered so many people for the first time, so many strangers, some people repeatedly, and I there are so many moments that happen when you're reporting, and I just, is there a moment, you know, among the many that sticks out to you, or that when you'll leave this region that you'll kind of think back on? Is there a moment maybe with another person or with in your reporting or in your work that is kind of stark to you?
Many. I mean, I think the first time I got to see Kasigluk's Yorok group practicing and the power of the drums and the everyone bouncing up and down in time and the floor shaking with everybody, or standing out in an open field with Morris Alexi, who is the relocation manager for Nunap, and talking with him about this vision of a new Nunap. You know, Nunapachuk is built on permafrost, infrastructure is struggling there, and hearing him speak about this vision in this empty plain, you know, trying to envision a village and extrapolating that out to many other villages that are dealing with similar issues. I think that there are many, many moments that have been impactful here in Bethel and outside of Bethel, both good and bad. I mean, it's one thing to see photos of Kipnuk, and another to be there and see how Typhoon Halong crushed buildings together, and also see the people who are there actively working to rebuild boardwalks and basic infrastructure and trying to keep the community together. There's so much power in people's stories and in hearing their voices and in recording those and trying to bring them to the region and to the broader state of Alaska, and just keep a log of the people who are here and what they're going through. And it's been really amazing and multifaceted to collect what stories I've been able to collect. And then also a cool function of the job of news director is to be an editor and see through the stories of other people. And so some of the coolest, most impactful stories, in my opinion, weren't ones that I did, because it's not about me, it's about the team, right? It's about the newsroom itself and the work that you've been able to do, that Evan's been able to do, that the reporters who came before, Francisco Martinez-Cuello, Emily Schwing, Sunny Bean, all of those stories and the different approaches to stories and the series that people were able to do. I think a lot about your series you did right when you first got here about dog mushing in a changing climate, and just the different perspectives and working with those and trying to shepherd along both the information and the personal voice of reporters. It's really been an honor to, you know, have that position and work toward that goal of continuing to support and uplift the voices of this region.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like in my experience, I don't know if it's in part because of the size of KYUK or if it has to do with all of the specialness that we all perceive in getting to be in these jobs, but there is so much like of a legacy, more than any other place I've worked or reported, where the people that have come before you are almost like your your great grandparents or something, the way that you know them, or know their work, or people talk about them, and your legacy and continuing legacy and picking up reporting, and so many of the seeds that you have planted and the reporting that you've done, we will continue and we'll keep giving. Just the most recent is with this Typhoon Halong reporting that is going to be a long road of continuing to report and rebuild and what the future holds for so many people impacted. And it's just not only just referencing those articles but expanding on your work. It's just, yeah, it's a way we can keep you too. I also just wanted to kind of take a moment, because I feel like whenever you can express the specialness of a place, I don't know, you just have to do it, because I think the way that we all talk about getting to work here is there is something so special about it, and that is just so different. When you think about the things that make this place special, you know, you spoke about the YK Delta, but maybe KYUK specifically, what sticks out to you? What makes this place special?
Yeah, I mean, KYUK fills a really singular function in the media landscape of the whole United States. There's no other place like it. And that's for a variety of reasons, one of which is its, day one mission of bilingual coverage of this region, of the Yupik language and of English being parallel and both practiced here. And that commitment to the people and to the, cultural preservation and growth of the Yupik language and Yupik people. But I also think that it is a unique thing in this day and age to live and work in a region that is not really covered by anyone else. Obviously, we have the Delta Discovery, and they do awesome coverage. And it's different than KYUK. It doesn't fill the same function as KYUK. The Delta Discovery is its own unique, kind of media landscape out here in the YK Delta. And what KYUK does is kind of done alone by KYUK. And there aren't really other competing news organizations. And it's just KYUK as the informer of this region. And to work at a place with such a distinct mission and impact, a place that is so revered, and has this history throughout the region, to go to the city hall of a village and hear KYUK playing and introduce yourself as affiliated with KYUK and have people immediately know who you are. That is, as a reporter, really, really powerful. And then also just as a person who cares about news and access to information, I think there are very few places I can imagine that have such a direct impact and a direct interface with the communities that they're working with.
Absolutely. I feel like it's also just all of that. It's one of those things, all of those things are true in a logical way, on paper, but it's also a feeling that you can feel. And when you're here, you can turn on the radio, you can feel that all that you're saying kind of just in a broadcast. Can you tell us a little bit about what's next for you, Sage?
So KYUK's newsroom and KYUK's staff generally is shrinking. We got about 70% of our funding on any given year from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and I am stepping away from the news director position, and I have taken a job as an editor and an on-air host in Colorado. I'll be working at Aspen Public Radio, but I will also be remotely editing for KYUK's newsroom. So essentially, my position is, you can look at it two ways. One of the ways is my position is shifting to a few hours per week editor position. But the other way you can look at it is I am going into a new role of a remote editor for KYUK. And Evan Erickson, our senior reporter, he's actually even been here longer than me. And Evan Erickson will be taking over the news director position. He'll be ultimately responsible for the content of KYUK's newsroom. And I'm very excited for him to do that and to support him and you and maybe freelancers, whatever ends up happening with KYUK in the future, but as a remote editor.
Yeah.
And to preserve continuity, you know, in an ideal world, newsrooms like KYUK would be a better mix of people, a mix that also includes people who have been raised in YK Delta communities. And I hope that in the future. Mm-hmm. But because right now it's not, it is important for the people who have come here and tried to be curious and gained that knowledge to have that continuity. And I'm grateful that KYUK is able to, you know, keep me on as a person who can help edit stories, who's lived here and knows what's up. It's really important to have that on the ground perspective. It's part of why KYUK's newsroom is so important. Yeah, you know, that it's based in Bethel, that it's not coming from Anchorage and just reporting when there is a tragedy. And so I hope to help continue to bring that perspective of having lived here and loved living here and been curious about this region and cared about reporting on it well.
I'm glad you get to hold on to that too. There are so many goodbyes when you leave a place. I feel like people say that about breakups too. There are like hundreds of goodbyes. And I kind of wanted to speed round to ask you, what is one sneaky goodbye? Like, what is one thing that is maybe small or unexpected that, you know, you're going to miss or that's hard to say goodbye to?
I think one that comes to mind most immediately is earlier this fall, there was a period of time when I would walk to the gym in the dark to coach the swim team, and the lights were out every morning. And so seeing the aurora, and then when I was leaving the gym after swim team practice and after my own workout, it would be sunrise. And so getting the beauty of the nighttime and the beauty of the morning within a 2-hour span was pretty cool every morning. And I also think, honestly, I'm going to be, you know, still living in a relatively rural place, but the speed of TSA. Bethel's airport is terribly, terribly laid out. But I also love small town airports, you know, of stepping on a scale with my backpack to fly on a Grant flight somewhere. And those are things that will not be as present in my life anymore. And so, yeah, I think the like tundra walks in the morning, both when it's dark and you can see the aurora, but then also at sunrise, I'll very much miss those.
Sage, thank you so much for talking this morning, and Koyana, for your legacy and for everything that you're leaving behind here. And you're going to continue to tend to. We're very, very lucky in that.
Koyana Tankluten. Piora, everybody.
That was a conversation between myself, reporter Samantha Watson, and KYUK's outgoing news director, Sage Smiley, about her time at KYUK and in Bethel over the past 2 years.